Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. In my hand, I have a children's Trivial Pursuit card, and all the panellists have to do is guess the question when I give them the answer. If they get it right, they get a... And if they give me an answer that's better than the one I have on the card, they get a... I'm Ella. Joining me tonight, have you heard of Abby Houseman? It's Abby Houseman.
Hello.
Resident grumpy old man, Jonathan Graydon.
Yes.
An actual grumpy old man, Ibi Ahmed.
Hello.
Boom. First up, for a blue wedge, Dunes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
is it how
whoa.
Posh people pronounce June?
Also, what category is blue wedge?
Blue is people and places, so geography.
Excellent.
Stuff.
What is in the middle of the Sahara Desert?
You're very close. Actually, I'm going to give you a... Because it's what name is given to long mounds of sand that have been piled up in a desert by the wind? Very close.
Not just the Sahara, though. And also, no. Aren't there... Okay.
This is... Abby's now debating everything that Trivial Pursuit have ever done.
Complete tangent. Sahara Desert. Do you know what Sahara is?
Desert.
Yes.
It means desert. It means desert.
They literally named it Desert Desert. It's
well,
amazing.
What else are you going to name
well,
it?
Well, the same way that Soviet, I think, means union. So yeah. Soviet Union is Union Union.
And there's a place nearby, and I can never remember what it's called, but the old English name means hill, and then in Middle English they added another word that means hill, and now in Modern English they've put on the hill, so it means hill, hill, on the hill.
Just in case you were wondering what it was.
Just in case you didn't know. Yes, dunes. It's a fun word to say, everybody.
Dunes.
Now,
very Miranda.
Very Miranda indeed. For a pink wedge, good times. Jade.
Category. Question mark.
Can I
just
question,
really angry.
Can I question the good times?
Good times. It's like TV,
now I'm,
entertainment.
Now I'm singing.
Oh, and dancing.
Woohoo! Good times.
So Jade.
Like, I don't know what the pink wedge is. That's why I'm asking category.
Pink is good times. It's TV and entertainment and dancing. Woohoo! Did you not listen?
Not really.
Jade.
Okay. Jade. And this is... TV helps, because this is a character in one of my favourite television series.
Oh my god,
as a
oh my
child.
God, oh my god, oh my god. Is it the niece from the Jackie Chan adventures?
Bingo.
Whoa, nice. Flashbacks.
What is the
nostalgia.
Name of Jackie Chan's 11-year-old
like,
niece?
I had forgotten Whoa. Everything about that show until you mentioned it, and now I remember everything.
Like
everything.
The,
and
the talisman. The
talisman.
Hiya.
I had a
apologies
poster.
To headphone users there.
I had a poster that I made myself
Aww.
In my bedroom that I because I love Jackie Chan the cartoon series so much that I fashioned a poster on Word and then printed it off and put it in my bedroom.
Can I say that my
last year, as
a postgrad who teaches, my teacher like my teacher icon, the person who I aspire to be, is Uncle. So that's what I do in class every time. Someone says something wrong, I walk up to them and go, ah, yeah, and hit them on the head with two fingers.
And then they're all, like, younger than we are, so they don't get the reference.
No, they don't.
What are you doing?
She's like, he's just assaulted me. And you're like, but it's a TV show, it's awesome.
But hang on, let me show you. And you sit down with everybody and you watch all this area.
Indeed. That is why no one ever gets anything done in my classes.
I can testify to that. I can't really, but I thought that would be funny to say.
Thanks for the clarification, Ella.
Great.
It adds to the comedy, really.
Now, yellow wedge. History. Gwyn. History.
Got
Yellow
it.
Wedge.
Got it.
Oranges.
Oh. What was first discovered by Columbus?
Apples and?
No. Could be true. Don't have it on the card.
What was named after the colour?
No.
Yeah.
And I don't think
it was. It wasn't. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
That's why it's a
what
robin.
What was named after the fruit?
It's a robin redbreast because they thought, well, orange, close enough to red. Instead of naming it after the fruit that is an orange, they didn't make that link.
But it used to be.
Oranges in history.
Oranges.
No, that's not.
What? No.
Really? Isn't that kind of podcast, really?
Oranges, as in the plural of orange.
Oranges, as in the plural
Many
of it, and
orange.
It is the fruit.
Wasn't that a scene from Queer as Folk?
Here I was going to ask, what is the nickname for the current First Family?
No. Was it something that was given to sailors to help prevent scurvy?
Yes, but not what I have on the card. It's to do with somebody selling something somewhere.
Cabbages?
Helpful.
Well, no, if it helps, the thing they're selling is oranges.
Oranges.
Just like, my cabbages!
No, Avatar the Last Airbender,
just go,
hooray.
Please buy these oranges. Go, that's a cabbage. It's an orange!
She's colouring it in.
A cabbage.
I don't think Ella gets the reference.
No, she doesn't.
I don't, but I like the character I've created. And this person, I hope they spoke like this.
So it's an old woman.
Is that the Queen?
It's, like, it's not an old woman. She did famously have an affair with Charles II.
So it's a she.
Ooh, Charles II. That's the one who
Where's
came back.
Where's my horrible history's knowledge?
Yeah. It is mentioned in the rap.
Oh, God.
Of course
and guys,
you know
given that.
That
I know the entire rap, I will be recording that separately and releasing it as a podcast in itself.
Just the whole rap.
My name is.
No.
My name
John
is.
John Cena!
Right. I love the people. Other people love me.
No. Stop it. I do not know the answer to this. I'm just going to say that.
No, I
currently.
Don't.
Okay. What juicy fruit...
What a start.
Did Nell Gwynn sell outside London theatres? She sold oranges.
What the? Who is she?
She had an affair with Charles II.
Yeah.
Keep
up. Picked up on that, thank you.
She sold oranges outside London theatres. That's basically all you need to know.
Okay. And had an affair with Charles II.
She met Charles II that way and they had an affair. Sure. Arts and crafts. Snoring.
What is the most annoying hobby known to man?
What is the most enjoyable hobby known to man?
What do students do in some lectures here at the University of Nottingham?
What do some students do in Ibby's lectures here at the University of Nottingham?
I do not take lectures, but that would probably be why.
What is the one thing to do in a class taught by Ibby to make him turn into Uncle from Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
No, think of a nursery rhyme. Really famous nursery rhyme.
What was the answer again?
Snoring.
Oh, the old man is snoring.
Yeah, what is the old man doing in the nursery rhyme when it's raining? It's pouring.
Snoring.
He is.
He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning. Worrying.
Yes.
Worrying
maybe dead. Maybe dead.
Have you
Someone
met
should
nursery
check
rhymes?
On him.
Yes.
Yes, I'm really good friends with nursery rhymes. We always
Excellent.
Go out to Costa together. We
have Does she like to be called nursery or Miss Rhymes?
Well, Miss Rhymes to everybody else. I actually call her Nursey because we're good friends.
Like how you butcher everyone else's names as well.
Nursery Rhymes are horrible.
They are.
Just off topic. Right.
She's quite horrible too, isn't she, Miss Nursery Rhymes?
Miss Nursery Rhymes is just she bullies me. I get away from it by coming to these podcasts. And then we bring it up in the podcast. Sorry.
You know that went off topic.
You know when in your head you're like, oh my God, this is going to be hilarious. Then you realise, no, this is just me having a breakdown on that.
Yes. Yes, I do that every Sunday.
It's true. So do I. Right. Science. Carbon dioxide.
What do humans breathe out?
What do trees breathe in? Ish.
No.
Okay. That's all the science knowledge I have. So I'm out.
Abby's down
in the corner. It could be a lot of things.
Yes.
Come on.
This is the problem with that.
Is it what is used in fire extinguishers?
No.
What is two carbon atoms bonded with an oxygen atom?
Yes, that is exactly what I have on the card. This children's card. No, it's not graded.
Oh, they're children cards, aren't they?
They are.
What is soot?
No. It is... Effectively, it's what is something in something.
What is in coal?
No. Think...
What is in the air?
Think of carbonated drinks.
What is in cola?
What gas bubbles... Through
what?
can you start that again? What gas bubble?
Okay, so
what a gas bubble!
What happened here is I read the word bubbles as a
bubbles.
Noun rather than a verb. Ah, what gas bubbles through Coca-Cola? Carbon dioxide.
Ah, right. I see what you mean about nouns.
Yes. Thank you, Graydon. This is what I have to offer the podcast: an
science
English
student,
degree.
An English student.
Now. Final question of the evening. Orange. It's a sport and leisure kind of thing.
Oh dear.
New Zealand's.
I'm sorry?
Possession.
Multiple.
Oh. Yes. Multiple. There are many.
I was going to say, because I think there's just one. But
as we started in season one of this podcast, there's multiple Australias. We're currently in Australia 2, the capital city of which is Cranberry. Now we're on to New Zealand's.
New Zealand's. Is that anything like Wales?
No.
Okay. So is it which sport?
They're both quite good at rugby.
Which sports team which rugby team is like world champions?
What are they called?
The All Blacks.
Oh.
Oh, I think even I know that.
What country's rugby team are called the All Blacks? There we go.
Well, you're welcome for that. I was totally going for that anyway. I just wanted to see if you could guess it first, but clearly you couldn't.
No.
Oh, the sport is generally not my thing. Gonna point that out.
You surprised me. And on that note, we come to the end of tonight's podcast. I'm gonna declare that Abby is the winner.
Yay!
There.
Yay!
Simply because you're so happy whenever you win.
I am. I don't know why this means anything to me, but it does.
Is that a sad reflection on your life?
Yes. We're not going to focus on that.
Okay. She's practicing her acceptance speech right now for the award she will never get.
Oh. Wow.
Don't worry.
I am now sad again. I will sit down.
Abby, don't worry. The Easter holidays are right around the corner. You can relax a bit.
And then come the exams.
We really are a bundle of joy.
I meant there is no actual prize on this show, other than the fact that you get to pick the forfeit for next week's episode.
I would like someone to get New Zealand's.
Plural possession, or does it not matter?
Either way.
New Zealand's.
Whatever you want.
Preferably with a Z, because we're cool. With Coolio and hip.
And with it.
Down with the kids.
New Zealand kids. I'm going to stop right there. Thank you, as always, for listening. We'll be back next week for more Insert Question Here. Have a wonderful week, everybody. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.